Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with the Fire Chief of the Wawa Fire Department, Kevin Sabrin. First of all, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
So, it is Fire Prevention Week. Now, obviously, I assume we want to prevent fires every week, but there's a specific campaign tied to it. Could you explain what the campaign is this year?
The campaign this year is Learn the Sounds of Fire Safety. And what it is we're trying to educate everyone about the different sounds that smoke and carbon monoxide alarms make. Knowing what the sounds make will help you understand things you have to do to make your family safe.
Okay, so an alarm only very effective if you actually know what it sounds like, whether it's a beep that means you've got to replace a battery, or if it's a sound saying, hey, you've got to get out really quickly, it's important to understand what that sound is.
Yes, and most alarms either make a beeping sound or a chirping sound. The beeping sound is definitely that you're to exit your home or your business to get away in case there's a fire in it. And the chirping is usually a sound saying that the battery needs to be replaced or the alarm itself needs to be replaced. And normally that happens after every 10 years that you own a smoke or carbon monoxide alarm.
All right, so you're recommending people check every one of those alarms that they have in their home, and they should have... Well, a few, especially depending on size of home and how it's set up and that sort of thing.
Yes, that's correct. Most homes, you need at least two smoke alarms, one on the main floor and one in the basement. It's great to understand how these things work and check them every month because you never know when the batteries will go dead in them. So
I know you do frequently encourage people to change batteries, especially around the time change, which I guess is coming up in about a month. Still, checking it monthly is always good to make sure that it is still in working order.
Yes, normally when you change batteries, you hope you put a new one in. But we'll say that you know that the battery has to be changed. You just grab one that's in a drawer. Well, that might only last another 2 or 3 months. So you got to check it every month to make sure the batteries are good.
Certainly better to be safe than sorry.
Yes.
So do you have any other important tips or things you want people to keep in mind as it is Fire Prevention Week?
The one thing I want everybody to remember is that they should have an escape plan for their family and a place where they can meet outside in case something does happen when the alarms go off.
Certainly good to make sure that if they do hear the alarm, they know exactly what they're doing. So a written plan might be a good idea, but at the very least, make sure you go over it with the whole family. They know it all very well.
Yes, that's right.
Any other important tips, especially we've got Halloween coming up and on the horizon? I know some people might get angry at me for mentioning it, but Christmas is not terribly far away. Any other important things, especially with colder weather?
Other things to remember is open flames in the home. They're very dangerous, so you should make sure that you take good caution when using them. Make sure you don't leave them alone. Cooking, when you start something on the stove, don't walk away from it or go into another room or leave water boiling on the stove because that can become a hazard also.
All right, and very important things there. So if people want to learn more, find out more information about Fire Prevention Week or other helpful tips for preventing or addressing such situations, where could they go? What's the best way to find out more?
The best way is to call the municipal office and ask for myself, Kevin Sabrin, and I can get you prevention material that will be helpful for you.
All right, well, that's great. Anything else that you want to mention as we mark Fire Prevention Week?
Not at this time. I appreciate you allowing me to speak on the subject, and we move forward.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Once again, that is Fire Chief Kevin Sabrin, the Chief of the Wawa Fire Department, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.